Lichtermann hadn't seen anything, but Kessler was facing backward and would have had an unobstructed view into the fjord. The terrain ahead of the condor was broken ground, with ice-carved hillocks as sharp as daggers. The plane's undercarriage would collapse the instant they touched down, and the rock would shred the aircraft's skin as easily as paper.
"Are you sure?" he shouted back.
"Yes, sir. It was on the edge of the glacier. I could see it in the moonlight. There is definitely a building there."
Without power, Lichtermann had one shot at landing the plane. He was certain that if he tried it out in the open, they'd be killed in the crash. Landing on a glacier wouldn't be a picnic either, but at least there was a chance they would walk away. The big aircraft carved through the sky, coming back on a northerly heading. The mountain that had hidden the glacier from Lichtermann's view loomed ahead. He silently thanked the bright moonlight, because at the mountain's base he could see a field of virgin white, a patch of glacial ice at least a mile long. He saw no indication of the building Kessler had spotted, but it didn't matter. The ice was what he focused on. The Condor was sinking fast. Lichtermann barely had the altitude to turn the plane one last time to line up with the glacier. The ice, which looked smooth from 1,000 feet, appeared rougher the closer they fell toward it, like small waves that had been flash-frozen. Lichtermann didn't extend the landing gear. If one strut was torn off when they hit, the plane would cartwheel and tear itself apart.
"Hang on," he said.
His throat was so dry, the words came out in a tight croak. The Condor struck the glacier with a glancing blow, rose 12 feet, and then came down harder. The sound of metal against the ice was like a train racing through a tunnel. Kessler was thrown violently against his safety straps, but didn't dare uncurl himself from his seated fetal position. The plane crashed into something with a jarring bump that sent radio manuals fluttering from their shelves. The wing struck ice, and the aircraft began to spin, shedding parts in chunks. He didn't know what was better, being alone in the hull of the plane and not knowing what was happening outside, or being in the cockpit and seeing the Condor come apart. There was a crash below where Kessler huddled, and a blast of frigid air shot through the fuselage. The plexiglass protecting the forward gunner's position had been blown inward. Chunks of ice that were being shaved off the glacier whirled through the plane, and still, it felt like they were not slowing. The plane continued to toboggan across the glacier, driven by her momentum and the slight downward slope of the ice. But she had finally started to slow. Having her port wing torn off had turned the aircraft perpendicular to her direction of travel. With more of her hull scraping against the ice, friction was overcoming gravity. Kessler allowed himself a sigh. He knew in just moments the Condor would come to a complete stop. Captain Lichtermann had done it. He relaxed the death grip he'd maintained since the shouted warning and was about to straighten in his seat when the starboard wing tore into the ice and was ripped off at the root. The fuselage rolled over the severed wing and flipped onto its back in a savage motion that nearly tossed Kessler out of his safety belts. His neck whiplashed brutally, the pain radiating all the way to his toes. The young airman hung dazed from his straps for several long seconds until he realized he could no longer hear the rasping scrape of aluminum over ice. The Condor had come to a halt. Fighting nausea, he carefully unhooked his belts and lowered himself to the aircraft's ceiling. He felt something soft give under his feet. In the darkness, he shifted so he was standing on one of the fuselage support members. He felt down and immediately yanked his hand back. He had touched a corpse, and his fingers were covered in a warm, sticky fluid he knew to be blood.
"Captain Lichtermann," he called. "Josef?"
The reply was a whistle of cold wind through the downed aircraft.